Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This isn't new that people are leaving because it's cheaper and the taxes are less.
Oh, it's interesting, though. It's interesting. You know, last year, the legislative analyst did a poll with the and the UC, and we found that about half of the residents are considering leaving the state. But there's that seems to come up on Thursdays, you know, when the Bay Bridge is backed up, when you can't get to work and everybody's kind of like really hurting. You're starting to think, I'm out of here.
Do I really have to be here?
Another good time is when you get your tax bill, your property tax bill. That's another time when people start thinking they're getting out of here.
You know, Phil, for years, though, we had the retiree flight, right? People would move to Nevada.
Yeah. And they're still going. They're more now. Yeah. You're seeing a lot of building around Sparks and Reno and Las Vegas. Oregon is now. That's from Northern California.
Right.
So the legislative analyst's office did a drill down on this because we always are talking about people exiting and why. And they did find that cheaper housing, lower taxes, and a different lifestyle were contributing factors to it. But it was interesting. The most people that are leaving from Southern California. They're leaving from Los Angeles, San Bernardino, Riverside area, and they are going to Texas. Okay, so there's like a shift from the Southern California lifestyle over to Arizona and Texas.
Full disclosure, my daughter lives outside of Austin, and she says you can't go a day without bumping into somebody who probably went to your high school or you know, lived the next town over in the Bay Area or Southern California. And you can see why. Taylor, Texas, here's a 4-bed, 2-bath, 1,600 square foot. Near downtown, leafy neighborhood, town with old brick storefronts.
Right.
$240,000.
That's right. Now, the bad thing about it for the Bay Area is that while some people are leaving, you'd say, okay, well, that might, you know, open up opportunities here in the Bay Area. We are actually getting a growth in. For the people in the higher income of $120,000 or more, Alameda County, Contra Costa County, Santa Clara County especially, these are the areas where they are coming in. So there is the reverse going on as well, Stan, in the Bay Area. We have some leaving, but we have a lot more coming in, which is aggravating the situation you're describing.
No new TV shows about the Bay Area, but now we got 911
Lone Star
for Rob Lowe saving people from calamities. In Austin is like the new sexy place.
Exactly. Right. Austin is the new sexy place. People are moving to the Dallas area. They're moving to the Houston area, the El Paso area, and they are bringing California there. If you look politically, Texas is getting bluer by the day.
It's purple now.
Okay. Yeah. So it's purple. So all this, we are shifting and we're moving around, but like it or not, when push comes to shove and we're shoving our way onto the freeway, onto the bus, and onto BART, this is still the place to come.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.